an introvert in a very loud and crazy world. I mean, ideally, that's what the sound of shoegaze is to me. You know, it's finding beauty in kind of a storm.
That's Joshua Garman of the Kalamazoo band Crash City Saints, one of the bands that will play at the show Kalamazoo Shoegazer on Saturday. The show will feature bands influenced by shoegaze. The genre is hard to pin down, but shoegaze musicians usually use a lot of effects from guitar pedals, ambient sounds, and what Mark Morris of the Kalamazoo band Glow Friends calls a drone element.
Like, if you were looking at it, if it was something you could see, you'd probably be looking at it through, like, cellophane or something. You know, it kind of has that sort of a washy kind of element. So it's not everything is usually crystal clear.
The name shoegaze comes from how band members would look down at their feet, or more accurately, their guitar pedals, instead of moving around the stage. Shoegaze had its short-lived heyday in England in the early 90s. Though modern shoegaze bands might even dance on stage, Garman says the pedals at their feet are still more important.
You won't be seeing any Pete Townsend windmills or split kicks or fireworks in the air. Yeah, it's very much about experiencing the sound and the atmosphere that the band's creating.
And unlike star-powered rock, Garman says the lyrics are often intentionally hard to hear, so they act as more of an instrument. He says the music itself is supposed to bring out an abstract emotion, kind of like a David Lynch film.
A couple years ago, my friend Chris, we were talking about Inland Empire, Lynch's last film, a movie that we both really liked, and we were talking about how the ending, we both got choked up and got kind of teary-eyed at the ending, but we didn't know why. It was really strange, you know, there was no reason to, and yet there was this emotional connection. And Chris described it as emotion removed of logic. And I always thought that was a great way of putting it.
Garman says the downplayed lyrics might explain why American shoegaze is popular in other countries, like Brazil and Japan. April Zamont says her band Glow Friends may be the exception to the lyrics rule. Maybe.
According to our mom, she still can't understand what we're saying in these songs.
Place I was before, the place I was before.
Zamont and her brother Mark Morris started Glow Friends and have organized Kalamazoo Shoegazer for 6 years. She says the lineup will have shoegaze, but also bands influenced by dream pop, such as the Glow Friends themselves.
It's kind of catchy, but at the same time, like, there's something sort of ethereal about it.
And slowcore, like the Chicago band Brief Candles.
A very kind of low-key, kind of bedroomy quality to their music.
And of course, every band has their own unique sound. Zamont says she understands that Kalamazoo Shoegazer might not be everyone's cup of tea, but she encourages people to take a leaf from her father, power pop musician Jeremy Morris. She says he's always seeking out new and different types of music.
I mean, you don't grow old, you know, when you continue listening to new stuff. I mean, it's the same thing as, like, picking up new books and reading, you know, constantly. And it's not like he's compelled to do it because he's got to stay current or something. It's because he really loves it, you know, which is the same for us.
Glow Friends, Crash City Saints, and other Midwest bands will be at Kalamazoo Shoegazer, Saturday at Old Dog Tavern in Kalamazoo. Go to WMUK.org for links to the full lineup. The event is open to all ages, and the show starts at 4:00.